Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's great to be with you again for this Comme d'Archi Season 3, Episode 10. Today we are back in English with a text from the architecture agency COSA, written especially for you, about the recent project of the École Européenne Supérieure de l'Image in Poitiers, called EESI. COSA is a young, old agency, one might say. It has the cumulative experience of 14 years of collaboration between Arnaud Sachet and Benjamin Kolbok. It has the enthusiasm of its 5 years as COSA. The architect teacher and the architect engineer are complementary. Surrounded by their team, they carry the conviction that architecture must provide simple answers to complex questions. COSA's architecture is nourished by Cartesianism and systems. By refraining from arbitrary form and storytelling, it seeks geometric, ecological, and constructive evidence. Their buildings inform the pleasures of living architecture, such as the landscape, the passage of time on the material, its softness, the beauty of its implementation, etc. From project to project, the agency's work is becoming more and more sedimented, the questions refined and the obsessions strengthened. One of the projects that illustrates this is the new building for the École Européenne Supérieure de l'Image de Poitiers, known as EESI. The EESI is currently housed in several old buildings in the city centre which do not meet its needs. Its operation is specific. In contrast to its sometimes cramped buildings, this art school is an open space, whose resources are at the service of the students. Everything is accessible, everything is free. The school lives in friction, encounters, production and exhibition. Its new architecture must give as much space as possible to uses and practices. The second conviction that led to the design of the project comes from the site chosen by the urban community of Greater Poitiers to develop the EESI, Les Couronneries. The Lambert-Lenac agency is developing an urban renewal plan there as part of the PNRU procedure. They are proposing an artistic center grouping together three schools, including the EESI. Les Couronneries is a district of large housing estates, marked by the double seal of modernity and modernization. The type of territory where any architect intervenes today and in the face of which he must take a stand. At COSA, we choose to look at these territories with benevolence. We rely on the notion of the city landscape, originally Stadtlandschaft in German. The city landscape seems to us to be an effective way of understanding our cities, the suburbs. Let us not consider it as an assembly of squares, streets, monuments, but as a large urban structure articulated in a park. Let's not be locked into the discourses of modernist architects either, and let's look at the present of this past. We see the qualities of these buildings. They are architectures of uses slipped into a sovereign structure. There is a timeless classical spirit that is seductive. To anchor the EESI building in Les Couronneries district, we have aligned it on the street, but freeing up a large agora which integrates it into the school center and beyond into the city landscape. Then we have to go further to ensure that this building cannot be anywhere else. We are thinking of a vernacular architecture, but a contemporary vernacular. It is not a question of fantasizing about ancestral construction processes, of carving wood from the neighboring forest, which no longer exists. But it is a question of assuming the ordinary of today's construction, made of industrial breeze blocks, prefabricated concrete, pipes whose origin is unknown, standardized electrical boxes, all controlled by standards to which every project must conform. We choose to play with it, sometimes taking it on board, making it a motive. It is then a question of revealing the qualities of certain materials and implementations, whether they are haptic, i.e. linked to touch, or, for example, graphic in the geometry of the assemblies and their repetitions. And, almost surprisingly, in this contemporary vernacular, we find the human hand, the shaping of materials, the work of assemblies. The material is not used in vain, but carries intention and meaning. This approach crosses low-tech, frugality, common sense, whatever you want to call it. It's about using the right materials for the right reasons, seeking more material savings for more uses, versatility, simplicity, and common sense. At EESI, prefabricated low-carbon concrete allows for an earthquake-resistant structure with large spans and less material. The wooden facade and floor modules store carbon and allow for total modularity of use without any work affecting the integrity of the structure. The light and heat gains and fluids are managed by a nave that regulates and irrigates the building. These passive devices avoid the technical debauchery that too often results from esoteric standards. The building is aimed at non-specialists and makes it easy to use. The easiest way to create a draft is to open a window, isn't it? The EESI building becomes a structural and regulatory framework into which interchangeable and evolving program elements are inserted. As good craftsmen, we put together the program, the lot sheet, the various regulations, the possible constructive and technical solutions, and the economy. All of this is architectural engineering, which makes up 95% of our work. Each element of the program finds its place on either side of a central nave. First, there is a forum which groups together the school's most public activities, i.e. the reception, the table d'hôte, the documentary resource studio, the experimentation gallery, and the amphitheater. The forum is extended by the fabrique, which is double height with its assembly halls, painting, sculpture, metal and wood workshops. On the mezzanine, we have installed the image, sound, and digital experimentation laboratories, which function like a series of boxes within a box, with their film sets, editing rooms, and laboratories. On the first floor, the students' workshops, divided by year, face the administrative and educational control room. This is where the users are directly involved. We deliver a building that they make live and whose aging they accompany. Including them in this process reinforces our questions about the logic that we give to the construction. Very pragmatically, for example, do we impose the location of electrical outlets, or do we propose a cable tray that can accommodate new connections? Why should plasterboard be plastered and painted when it will be used as a support for displays and student manipulations? Can the students even work in the asphalt service yard? And if tomorrow parts of the building disappeared behind the vegetation of the agora, would it be so bad? You can guess that at this crossroads of architectural engineering and contemporary vernacular of low-tech, we prefer flexible devices to better respond to our users. We prefer to see architecture fade away behind the uses, behind the vegetation. The question may seem trivial, but for us, it has a phenomenological significance, posing ontological questions that define the function of architecture. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.